The Happiness Show.
Hello friends, this is The Happiness Show with Coach Anupma. I have a fabulous story for you today. Once upon a time, long, long ago, there used to be a tall tree on which there were two nests. One belonged to the crow family and one belonged to the hawk family. And once it so happened that one of the eggs from the hawk's nest came and fell into the crow's nest. Now nobody noticed it. And so when it was time for the bird babies to be hatched and come out, the crow had an additional baby, which was the hawk baby. But since everybody was dark, you know, the crow and the hawk as well, nobody thought any different. The crow family thought it's one of the crows. And that's how the hawk baby grew up. Now, once it became bigger and bigger, they noticed that hawk baby was a little different from what the normal crow babies are. And when they started flying, they saw that hawk had bigger wingspan. It looked different. But again, they thought it must be a little bit of an exception. And it must be a larger crow. So the hawk baby also believed that it was a crow baby. And it behaved like crows. It flew like crows. One day what happened? He saw one of the hawks from the other nest flying really high in the sky. And this hawk baby was quite mesmerized that, what is this beautiful bird? How magnificent and how high it can fly. So it came back and he asked his father, the crow father, what is that bird? I mean, how can it fly so high? So the crow said, no, that is a hawk and we are crows. We can't fly as high as the hawks. And now the hawk baby accepted it because whatever father said was true. But he was not happy with the situation. So one day what he did, he went flying to the hawk's nest and the hawk baby was sitting there ready to fly off when the crow babies and this hawk who thought it was a crow started poking at him. And this hawk flew up and this bunch of crows along with that hawk baby who thought it was a crow went on pecking this hawk. And the hawk went higher and higher and these crows just went after him, trying to peck him, trying to irritate him, but the hawk kept flying higher and higher. At a point came, the hawk went up so high that these crows, and along with the hawk baby who thought it was a crow, they couldn't keep pace. And the hawk went high up in the sky and they couldn't bother him anymore. And then these crow babies and the hawk baby came back home and told the whole episode to their father. Now, what did the father say? Father said, yes, hawks can fly much higher. And the crows cannot fly as high, and that is how we are made, and that is what you should accept about yourself. Now, as far as all the other crow babies go, it was fine. But can you imagine what happened to the hawk baby? He believed that he was a crow and he really couldn't fly as high. So ultimately, it is our mindset which decides how high we are going to fly, how happy we are going to be. And the other thing from the story, you don't waste your time with people who are trying to just irritate you, poke at you, you know, just trying to, pin you so that you get irritated and you get provoked. You just leave them below you and you fly higher, just that the real hawk did. You just keep flying higher and higher and at some point in time, they cannot keep pace with you. They get left behind. They cannot reach out to you to poke you, to irritate you. So that is the second principle of being happy. Ignore the irritating people. Ignore the people who are not going to fly high. And always believe you are the hawk. Because if you believe you are the crow, they're not going to behave like the crow. And you are going to limit yourself even if you have the ability to fly much higher. That is all for today. I'll come back with the next episode of The Happiness Show. This is Coach Anupma saying bye-bye. You can write to me. My email ID is makehappyfoundations@gmail.com. That's all for today. Bye-bye. See you.